Welcome to the Viking Age podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I write for the Viking Age as well as Bring Me the News, the Brookings Register, and Zone Coverage. My co-host is Adam Patrick. He is the managing editor of the Viking Age, and we do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. You can also find us on Apple and Spotify the very next day, but however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. And Adam, it turns out that there isn't truth to all rumors, especially when we're talking about Justin Jefferson, because that dude got paid today. 4 years, $140 million contract extension with the Vikings. It includes $110 million guaranteed. And $88.743 million due at signing. I'm sure the .743 was really a sticking point. Like, well, we'll give you $88 million. Actually, can you give me $743,000 extra at signing? I got I got some legal fees in New Jersey to take care of. too soon. It runs through the 2028 season. The $110 million guaranteed is the most ever for a wide receiver. It surpasses A.J. Brown, who was first with $84 million. And Jefferson also becomes the highest paid non-quarterback in terms of average annual value at $36 million. How are we feeling now that Justin Jefferson's contract is finally done?
Vindicated, I would say, because I think me and you have been just kind of preaching – everybody, it's going to get done. It's going to get done. It's going to happen before the season. It's going to be done. Everything's going to be fine. What do you know? Guess what? It's done. It's done before minicamp, which, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised if they went even longer, but it's good that they were able to get something done. I think we had a couple episodes where we had to kind of fight back against some random rumors that were out there that were, we come to find out, nothing the Vikings wanted to do with. I think Schefter reported that multiple people inquired about trading for Jefferson, and the Vikings were basically like, great, but we're not trading him, so you can call someone else. I feel good. I'm excited. I'm happy that he's getting paid. He deserves it. He's the best wide receiver in the NFL. And people are like, oh, well, now we're going to see what CeeDee Lamb or Ja'Marr Chase get. And it's like, probably not as much as Jefferson, because they're not as good. But I'm happy it got done. Now he can start playing catch with J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold and get some actual reps. We don't have to worry about him doing a hold-in in minicamp or training camp, getting an ear infection in training camp or anything like that. And now they can just get the ball rolling. And, yeah, I'm happy that it's done. Just kind of like with the Kirk Cousins thing, with the draft, you know, just Jefferson. I don't know what's left for people to freak out about this offseason. I don't think there really is anything. Maybe the quarterback battle? Is that even a battle? I don't know.
The guards.
Okay.
Maybe the
okay.
Guards.
I can handle that. The punter kicker. Battle.
Kicker.
Yeah.
You can always freak out about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can always freak out.
I mean, we'll find something else to freak out about. I think Adam Schefter's report is exactly like vindication's a good word. Excuse me, because we've heard so many rumors about, Jefferson wants to be traded. Jefferson doesn't want to be here. I was just reading a report from Alec Lewis of The Athletic that said it was eating Jefferson alive or something like that to not be with his teammates. Sound like a guy that wants to be traded and make a million aggregation videos over with top five trade destinations for Justin Jefferson. Now you have to put Patrick Mahomes with Justin Jefferson. It's not the other way around. Like, maybe we should do top five trade destinations for Patrick Mahomes at this point, because yeah. I don't know. Nobody seemed to care that he was locked into a contract, but whatever. It doesn't matter at this point. Couple of things stuck out to me. First, that teams called the Vikings and Kwesi basically went, hey, I'm sorry, you're breaking. What's that? Oh, mid poor reception. You know, we're by the airplanes or something. Oh, click. That's probably what happened there. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that was interesting to me is that the Vikings claimed a deal was almost done before the start of last season. And Adam Schefter said it had an annual average value of $28 million, which that's lowballing because it was below Tyreek Hill's $30 million a year. So Jefferson basically went to market. He decided to play, suffered a hamstring injury, and he still put up 1,000 yards with, you know, Josh Dobbs and Nick Mullins throwing him the football for the majority of the second half of last season. This is a special player. Like, this is not one that you can just trade for Malik Nabers and replace him that way. I know a lot of people have been talking in recent days about the depth coming out in each wide receiver class now. Like, oh, Puka Nacua was a fifth round pick. Stephon Diggs was a fifth round pick. Well, for every pick like that, you have Moritz Boehringer in the sixth round, who you take for television purposes, probably. this was a guy that Kevin O'Connell structured his offense around. This is a guy that if you followed Kwesi Adofo-Mensah through the tea leaves, every turn he complimented Justin Jefferson. He said he's one of the best players in the NFL. We want to get him signed. We're not trading him. Some general managers didn't listen, but that's basically GMs just making sure every stone is unturned. Like, are you sure you're not trading him? Okay, you hung up on me. Okay, what? You know, I mean, this isn't a surprise. And like you said, I'm relieved that it's done. I'm relieved that we don't have, you know, the TikTok videos anymore. I'm relieved we don't have to listen to another report who I'm going to shout out some people a little bit later, but relieved. How about that for a word? I am relieved that this contract is done.
I think we've talked about in the past about how Kwesi sometimes, you know, unintentionally shows his card sometimes when he maybe shouldn't. And I think this was very purposefully showing his cards, like, hey, we're going to sign him. He's going to stay here. He's not going anywhere else. That's the end of the discussion. So that was that. And every offseason offseason press conference, every question he was asked about Jefferson, it was the same thing. He's going to stay here. We want him here. We're going to sign him. We'd be stupid not to sign him. But that $28 million thing, I think I've been thinking about it. I think it might relate to Kirk Cousins, actually, because I think in their mind, they didn't know if Kirk Cousins was coming back or not. And they probably felt like they would have to save a little bit of money probably to keep him around. And now that he's gone, they're probably like, Justin, you can have whatever you want. Like, just with it, here's a blank check. Just fill it out and return it to us later. Cause I think, you know, Kirk Cousins isn't cheap quarterback. He just got $45 million a year from the Falcons. So you factor that in, you factor in that they just did a extension with TJ Hockenson. And you know, they have to save for other people too, but like, I think Kirk Cousins had something to do with that $28 million offer. And Jefferson and his people or whatever were smart for saying, no, I'm worth more than that. And I'll prove it this year. And he did. He didn't even have to play that long, and he proved it, because they even though they were winning without him when he was away, their offense clearly wasn't. I feel like it wasn't as dynamic with him out there on the field. It was easier to contain, especially when Josh Dobbs got out there. It was like, okay, what are we doing? You stopped him. I don't think there would have been. I guess Jefferson did play in that 3-0 game. Or they beat the Raiders, but he was only in there for
the hospital ball.
Yeah, he was only in there for halftime, and then he got out of there. But yeah, Jefferson, you got to keep him. You know, hopefully the hamstring thing doesn't become an issue moving forward. I think this contract kind of signifies that the Vikings aren't worried about that. Let's get this going. We got Jefferson now. Hockenson's under contract. Darisaw, well, you're talking about it. We'll talk about it later, but there's other players that are in line to possibly sign extensions now. The Vikings freed up, I think, $10 million in cap space around that with the Jefferson extension. So now they could even go out and sign, you know, maybe a free agent corner, maybe a Stephon Gilmore or a Xavien Howard, who have experience with Brian Flores in the past, and add them to the defense before the season starts. That wouldn't hurt. So, you know, they've got some options now.
And I think, too, just to kind of wrap up Schefter's report, I feel like Vikings fans didn't want to buy that they weren't shopping Jefferson at all because of the history the Vikings have had, trading Randy Moss, trading Percy Harvin, trading Stephon Diggs. Of course, I let off with a little ode to Mr. Diggs at the beginning of the episode saying there's truth to all rumors, right? Mm-hmm. This was a different situation. Like, Jefferson's been a model teammate on and off the field. Randy Moss, he had all the off the field stuff. He had the rent-a-cop thing. He had squirting the official with the bottle. A lot of baggage kind of going on. And at the time, there was actually a good reason to trade Moss when you think about it. I mean, a lot of people were like, okay, good, he's gone. Like, he.
It's funny to look at some of that stuff though now and be like, that's what they were freaking out about. When it's like,
again, it's another disconnect between fans and what's actually going on in the locker room.
Right.
Percy Harvin, great player, electric talent, threw a weight plate at Leslie Frazier's face.
You could say it was probably a bit of a headache.
Yeah, that's probably see what you did there.
Yeah.
That's probably a good way to get you thrown out of town. And then there's Stephon Diggs, who, skipping OTAs.
Yeah,
had that cold. Yeah. Throwing his helmet in a game they were a playoff game they were winning.
Yeah.
Lots of signs that said, hey, this dude's not happy here. I think that was the worst part about it, because it was a great decision by Jefferson's camp to turn that offer down. But it also was terrible because he was a ticking time bomb the entire season. I remember the Detroit game. You're like, God, this is great now that we have Justin Jefferson playing in this game and he's pissed off going into the offseason. Like,
what was that? I didn't even want him to play.
Yeah.
I remember going back to that. I'm like, why is he even playing? This game is nothing. What are we doing?
Yeah. I mean,
then he had like 180 yards
and got his 1,000 yards and probably a lot more money. He probably got a lot of money after that game. It's like, okay, now I have 4 straight 1,000 seasons.
Yeah, but Nick Mullins, you worked with him for a couple practices, and that's what you did. Yes, against the Lions, who went to the NFC Championship.
Kirk Cousins didn't even play half the year, and I still got 1,000 yards. What do you think of me now? Okay.
And that's the thing. Like, people are – I think that separates a lot of wide receivers in the game today where, some might benefit from the system or the quarterback, but there's guys like Randy Moss and Justin Jefferson. It's like, you could give them any quarterback and they're going to be good. Calvin Johnson, guys like that. You give them, Larry Fitzgerald, give them any quarterback, they're going to produce. And I think that's why Justin Jefferson's the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL now and the highest paid non-quarterback, at least for a little bit longer. I have a feeling someone's going to pass him before the start of the season, but oh well. He got paid either way.
Wide receiver market's going to be crazy now. Because Ja'Marr Chase is like, I would like that. And the Bengals are like, wow, we gave Joe Burrow a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't think the Bengals are paying him really. They are. I'd be surprised. Maybe they will because they think they can save money if they do. But I don't know.
Top 5 trade destinations for Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, and then they got T. Higgins, too. What are they doing with him? Are they trading him? He's on the franchise tag and he hasn't signed it yet. So.
Sounds like something we'll get to deal with when Jordan Addison.
Do the Vikings have enough cap space now to trade for T. Higgins?
I mean, it would be fun, wouldn't it?
It would be fun, but I think the team that's trading for him has to sign him probably too.
Yes, exactly. That would cost a lot of money. Yeah. Now that this is done, I kind of want to take some time to give shout outs to a few people. Are you okay with that? Or
for now, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how graphic this gets. Let's start out with the TikTok creators and the social media people for just ignoring that every sign that the Vikings and Jefferson were going to get a deal done. I did a little bit of a timeline for zone coverage, and I basically tracked everything down. 2023 season or 2022 season. Vikings go 13-4. Justin Jefferson helps Kirk Cousins get all those comebacks. Kwesi called this thing a champagne problem. He then said a few months later at the scouting combine, he didn't want to be the general manager of the Vikings if Jefferson wasn't on the team a few months later. Of course, deal didn't get done. A couple months later, they don't come to a deal with Kirk Cousins. We know why that didn't happen now. TJ Hawkinson, you mentioned it a little bit. he was off the grid because he wanted a new contract and he had the ear infection, the back injury. He gutted through all that. And it magically became better as soon as the pen strokes.
The smell of the money, it helps with just the fumes, helps your body.
The heal. Circular nature of the pen when you're signing created a vortex, which sucked all the pressure out of his ear and loosened up his back. It was kind of crazy. But then, you know, even if there is some panic, like, oh, my God, they're not going to sign anyone. Kwesi came back in February, like we said he's not trading him. And then he said he deserves an entire month for this deal. This deal was done a couple weeks ago, I'm convinced, because Justin Jefferson put out a very finely produced, like, he didn't like live stream it. He didn't like just sit down and says, hey, thanks to my family, thanks to all the fans, whatever. This had been done for a while, I think, which will get me to my other shout outs in just a minute, but every TikTok creator, every social media person, they all ignored every sign that the Vikings wanted to sign him and Jefferson wanted to sign here. So we got top five trade destination, Justin Jefferson. We all pulling with Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes need a receiver, receive Rice in jail. Everybody else getting fired. Harrison Butker thinks women should just cook in the nude and make kids. Top five says we're going to put him number one. I don't care about cap space. We make it work. We restructure. Everybody like, comment, subscribe for more. If I literally had to see one more of those videos, I was going to lose my goddamn mind.
Yep.
Like bad. Yes.
They gotta be scrambling today because they're like, what do we cover? Because he signed, so we can't say like they're going to trade him.
So, yeah.
Who's next?
And again, I get it. I wrote an article last week that said five reasons they're not trading Justin Jefferson. Like, it's part of the job. It is part of the job, but
don't embellish it to the point where it makes you look oblivious to what everything that's going on,
to how a salary cap reality works. This isn't Madden. You're not going to get five first round picks for Justin Jefferson.
There are certain scenarios where you can ignore the cap and, you know, maneuver everything around. If you really want to get something done, you can probably get it done. But like, most of the time, teams just go with whatever cap space they have. Like, the Bills didn't cut everybody and let everyone go this year because the cap is a myth. No, they had to do that for a reason. So, yeah, I'm not going to be sad to not see those videos anymore. So, let's see. Who'll be next? Is Jordan Addison going to be unhappy this year? Is J.J. McCarthy going to want out before he even takes a snap?
J.J. McCarthy doesn't like the food in the cafeteria. We got to put him with Pat Mahomes. And
it's too loud in US Bank Stadium. He can't meditate well enough from there.
They got too much music. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if McCarthy becomes a star, they just have like this team, this group meditation. Oh, like there's this very calm.
I think I watched the video where like one of the Michigan coaches was like, yeah, I started meditating because he was doing that too. I was like, oh, Kevin O'Connell is definitely doing this.
Him and J.J. McCarthy just sitting in the end zone.
He's from California. Oh. Of course he's going to do that.
Yeah, of course. Naturally. I also want to shout out everyone that said that Justin Jefferson wasn't going to come back to Minnesota if Kirk Cousins left. And I was scrolling this afternoon, and I found some receipts. One of them said, Kirk Cousins is a franchise quarterback and arguably the best in Vikings history next to Fran Tarkington. And anybody that disputes this does not understand this game. Justin Jefferson definitely does and won't stay in Minnesota without him. Another tweet. Justin Jefferson has Kwesi Adofo-Mensah in a pickle as he wants Kirk Cousins back logically, as Cousins has helped him become one of the best of all time, with ownership wanting to remain competitive, avoiding the 35 cents a seat nightmare at US Bank Stadium. If seats ever go down to 35 cents, the fees are $35 alone. Like, there's already so many things wrong with this, including the run-on sentences by a guy who wanted to replace Chris Thomas.
What is that even a reference to? Wasn't there like a Panthers game where tickets were like 30 cents or something?
That might actually be a reference point.
I remember that being on like on StubHub. They were like
35 cents
under a dollar or something last year because they were so terrible.
The Panthers are so bad. Tickets are being sold for 45 cents.
Yeah, there you go.
That is on SB Nation.
But Thielen was getting opportunities.
Why wouldn't they? Why would you only pay 45 cents to see Adam Thielen get his opportunities?
Yeah.
Just completely great. I also saw a lot of memes that said the Vikings telling Justin Jefferson they let Kirk Cousins walk in free agency and his new quarterback is Sam Darnold. And then I saw a tweet from you. Don't worry, you didn't say anything this, but you brought this up. Kyle Long, former Chicago Bears legend. Can we call him a legend? Yeah, I guess he played for a while, but his brother's podcast is good.
His brother's better player, too.
His dad has been on TV for a very long time, too. Yeah, there is that. He's thought the Vikings should trade Justin Jefferson because A, they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
B, Kirk Cousins had an awesome year. Missed half the season. Three, they have other weapons like Braylon Addison and a number of wide receivers. And four, this is the best part, they have a coordinator. So in this.
I mean, when you put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, why? Man, did the Vikings make a mistake by signing Justin Jefferson? That's our next podcast. Top five reasons the Vikings will regret signing Justin Jefferson. Like, comment, subscribe. They should have traded him. Pat Mahomes, like, comment, subscribe for more.
Because they didn't win the Super Bowl.
They didn't win the Super Bowl. Like 31 over other teams. Apparently, the San Francisco 49ers should just burn it all down after getting punked by the overtime rules. Then this is my favorite one. A website dropped this article at 8 a.m. Eastern today, and it's entitled, "Can Kirk Cousins lure Justin Jefferson to the Falcons?" Justin Jefferson's extension was announced 2 hours later. So there's
that. Yeah, they got a few hours, got a couple hours of readers. Maybe some saw it before they saw the Jefferson news. Highly doubt it, but
yeah. Just, you know, I mean,
I've definitely been in that situation though, too, where like you publish something and then like an hour later, it's irrelevant.
I had an article drop at one of my websites, this afternoon. I wrote it on Friday. It was published Saturday, but they promoted on Monday because that's, you know, when more people read it and stuff. And it was why trading Justin Jefferson makes some sense, like trying to theorize why they would probably do it. And I saw it this afternoon and I just sent him a message. I'm like, probably want to take this down, guys. Just, I'm not going to get vocal about it, but might be a little outdated. I want to give it one more shout out here. I realize I'm dominating the episode.
Best for last.
Yeah, the best for last. I want to shout out Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, who has been beating the Justin Jefferson is going to get traded drum for about 9 months now, maybe even further than that, because I'm treading very carefully because you never know when you'll run into people and you want to make connections. And you know what? Mike Florio has sources that I could only dream of having.
It doesn't seem like it anymore.
He's plugged in. I'll give him
that. I'm questioning a lot of his sources after the last few months.
Well, let me get to this. Because first he suggested the Vikings should trade Justin Jefferson if Jordan Addison has a great rookie year. 911 yards and 10 touchdowns later, Justin Jefferson got paid, and it's in Minnesota.
I mean, 10 touchdowns is pretty good.
10 touchdowns is pretty good. Number one receiver, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
He did great there is that. When Jefferson was not playing.
Yeah, they had to trade Justin Jefferson to get their quarterback of the future, too. That also wasn't true. No. He also made the suggestion that the Vikings tried to trade up for Malik Nabers in the draft to replace Justin Jefferson. And he probably heard it somewhere because you don't make stuff up. You know, that's how you tank your credibility. you know, next thing you know, you're on Twitter saying you talked to a cashier at Target saying that he thinks Kirk Cousins is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you might want to look at something.
Next thing you know, you're pointing to Charlie Walters as your point of, reason why
the fall this guy.
Is
right.
This is because he said it too. He's the only other person who said it, but he said it, even though he didn't really say, he just kind of reiterated what you said.
Poor Charlie Walters might have been the fall guy who just gives him, hey, you want to put this in the paper? That way I can, get that in there. Like, and then it's denied by Kevin Seifert, guys that cover the team, right? Kevin Seifert said, didn't try and trade for him. Alec Lewis is like, didn't try and trade for him. Matthew Collar, friend of the show, didn't try and trade for him.
They tried.
What's that?
They pulled a Cody Rhodes and they went, this is bullshit.
This is not true. But Florio went on and he's like, nope, you guys don't know. That's what they wanted you to think, that they weren't going to trade him. And then all of a sudden it was, oh, they're going to sign him next week. And then they did. And it's,
I was right.
I was right. I was right the whole time. It was never a doubt. Never a doubt the Vikings would sign Justin Jefferson.
What's that Celtics fan tattoo say? Have you seen that meme where he's got like it's got doubt on it and it's like crossed out? There's like a line through it. And the Celtics have you seen that?
Yeah. Is that Jason Tatum's tattoo?
No, it's a Celtics fan who has doubt on his arm and it's just striked through with a letter, so it's never a doubt or no doubt. I don't know. But yeah.
It's almost as good as no regrets. Even a letter or something.
No regrets. Yeah. I don't know on the Florio thing because it's weird. It's clear that he was probably talking to Jefferson's agent, who might have been telling him the truth, might have not been telling him the truth. He definitely wasn't talking to Kwesi or KOC. Maybe he was, and they were like, hey, guess who we did? You should put this out there. But yeah, it was, I would say it wasn't a good offseason for Florio's credibility. He still probably, he definitely knows more people in the league than we do. It was weird from the get go. And he kind of flip flopped on Cousins too, like towards the end too, where he was like, get this guy out of here. And then, after he tore his ACL, he was like, oh, now they should bring him back. He's they have to. What are they going to do without him?
I feel like a lot of people did, though. Like, Kirk.
Because of the Netflix thing, do you think?
Well, the Netflix thing and the way the injury.
Yeah.
Like, it was the typical Midwest, like, we felt bad for him. Like, yeah. Oh, man.
And they were winning. I think they were on a 4-game win streak. They're like, what could have been? They would have been they were on their way to the Super Bowl. Of course, we're gonna say that because you'll never be able to find out if that's the truth or not. But
yeah, Falcons as well, though.
Well, did you see what I think Raheem Morris said today that Kirk Cousins doesn't have anything left to accomplish? He's already accomplished pretty much everything. So yeah.
If we know
depends that. On what your I guess it depends on what your what your bar is for accomplishments because it's not very high.
Maybe he has nothing left to accomplish because Michael Penix is going to accomplish it all.
Oh, man. That'll be fun. We can talk about that for the rest of the offseason.
I'm on fire right now. I had a second cup of coffee this afternoon, so I'm just like, I'm feeling froggy. I'm calling out national guys. I'm doing everything. Just victory lap.
Well, it's receipt. It's a good receipt day because it's all the shit that people were talking like. In the offseason, other fan bases, everything, reporters, but most of the local, pretty much every local reporter is like, yeah, he's staying. Like, I don't know.
Do you have any receipts? You want to get off your chest? I've got a bunch here, but
I don't think so. I think I didn't even like, cause I never had a doubt that he was re-signing. So, like, I didn't even take my time to, like, bookmark anything and go back, except for that Kyle Long thing, because that just stuck out in my head for forever, because I knew it was just dumb that he was like, I should trade him because he didn't win the Super Bowl. It's like, what? So, yeah, I never had a doubt. I should go get that tattoo.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Never thought he was leaving. Like, there was nothing that Jefferson ever did or the Vikings ever did pointed to him wanting out. You go back to Stefon Diggs, we mentioned before, Percy Harvin. Randy Moss never really said that he wanted out, and he said before that he didn't want to be traded. That was kind of just Red McCombs doing a big fuck you before he sold the team. But with Diggs and Percy Harvin, there was like, yeah, there's like some, so there's some problems here. We got to move on. But Jefferson, like, what? He gritties too hard? Like, what? There was never any problems, really. Like, he get frustrated on the sidelines, too. That's because he's competitive, and he would usually cool down, or, like, and I think he always, after games, like, if they lost, he'd be like, oh, it's on me, and stuff like that. So he's that kind of guy. Like, he's going to take, you know, jump in front of the bullet or whatever to take it for the rest of his team. It's not like other guys who maybe throw people under the bus. I'm just rambling now. But, yeah, I never had a doubt that he was going to not resign.
I'm going through the comments right now, and I'm looking. Oh, Kenny 49ers is back.
Oh, yeah.
Get some more Vikings
reports,
as he said. How about Debo and Brandon Ayuk for your 2025 third rounder and
absolutely
JJ?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Those dudes
Debo's
are like
falling apart. And
I like really Ayuk, is Percy Harvin.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
People think he's better than Percy Harvin. I mean, can you imagine Percy Harvin in a Shanahan offense? Oh my god,
be bonkers.
And Ayuk, like he's good, but I've never viewed him as like a Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, like up to, like CeeDee Lamb, even like that high of a level. Like maybe he could get there, but I don't know. Maybe it's I live on the West Coast, and I don't. Maybe it's still East Coast bias, but like.
East Coast bias on the West Coast.
Yeah, well, like, legit. I've never been, like, blown away by Brandon Ayuk. I always feel like I see him, he gets by people and he catches the ball and scores touchdowns. But I, you know, does he do that on another team? Does he do that, you know, outside of San Francisco? And there's a team that doesn't have George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Debo, and him. Like, he's what, the third or fourth option? And then he wants to get paid $30 million a year? I can see why the Niners are like, no, we're not. And
who did they draft? They drafted Florida guy.
Oh, Ricky, yeah.
Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah. So they're ready to move on. I would move on from Debo probably because he's older and seems to be getting more banged up. But yeah, I don't. It just depends on what Ayuk. They could probably get more for, you know, in a trade with Ayuk, but. I don't know. And I don't think the Niners have a lot of cap space either. Yeah. And they got to figure out probably next year, you know, they got to extend Purdy because he was a late round pick. So he only gets, you know, after 3 years is when he's going to want an extension. So have fun with that.
We also barely have any draft picks. So like giving up a third rounder, I'd probably be like, yeah.
They don't even have a third rounder. Oh, is wait. Right? Oh, they, yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, Tom picks.
They don't even, yeah, I guess.
They could wind up with a comp pick, but
they're going to have one, I think, from Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. So there's that. here's another one from Digits. He says getting Justin Jefferson on the fourth year is big because they probably will not sign him to a third contract.
I don't know. He's not even going to be 30 when it expires.
So he'll be 29 when it expires. He hasn't even turned 25 yet, which blows my mind, but
this month, I think though.
Yeah. I think what would need to happen? I think the Vikings would absolutely need to go in the gutter. Like JJ McCarthy is a bust. They take too long to realize it. The next quarterback they take is also a bust.
Kevin O'Connell's probably not even there.
What's that?
I said Kevin O'Connell's probably not even there if
McCarthy fails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. No.
Well, and the thing is when it could be a combination of a lot of things too, because the way they set it up, a lot of people mentioned this today that J.J. McCarthy is going to be up for a new contract when Jefferson's deal runs out. And the way things are going, he's going to be, making $70 million a year in 5 years? If he's good, first off. And then Dallas Turner's contract will be up then, too, if he's good. So it'll be, you always have people to pay for. And I feel like maybe Justin Jefferson will be kind of like a Mike Evans, where, he just consistently produces and you keep paying him because he's still producing. I could see it. And Larry Fitzgerald was like that too. He just kept producing. So I don't know. It's too far away to predict that he won't sign a third contract, because he's not a normal receiver. He's the best receiver in the NFL. So you can't just assume he's going to not be good at 30 like some other guys.
Tyler Ireland also commenting. Fellow zone coverage writer. Thanks, Tyler. Is Justin Jefferson going to ask for a new deal? Is Justin Jefferson going to ask for a new deal 2 years into the extension when the market rate is higher?
He could. That's 3 years down the road. I can see that. That's what Tyreek's doing right now, right?
Right. I think, here's where that $28 million kind of came into play. He signs that $28 million, Judd Zolgad made this point on Purple Daily this morning where he said if he signs that contract, it's already a problem.
Like with Danielle.
Yeah. Like Danielle Hunter was like, hey, can I get more money? Like, just pay him. Pay him the top of the market.
I'm just kidding. It's just silly. It's a silly contract. Just can I have a new one?
Yeah.
Just joking.
It's just I think they made the perfect choice. Maybe in 2 years, maybe it is a situation where, he'll be 27 in 2 years. Maybe he goes to them and be like, hey, receivers are making 50 or so. Somebody's going to make 40, right? That'll happen within the next 2 years.
Well, think about this draft class. Rome Odunze, Malik Nabers. Who's the other kid? Who went to the Panthers?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, yep.
Well, you're thinking of Xavier Leggett, who's awesome. Keon Coleman to the Bills, too, as well.
Yeah. It's a great draft class for wide receivers. Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah, he'll probably get 40 for sure.
Yeah, especially when you look at that.
I could see that happening, though.
Yeah.
I could
see that. Well, speaking of paid, guys asking for money, who do you think is the next Viking to get paid? And let's before you answer that question, let's get the obvious one out of the way. It's Christian Darrisaw.
This year?
Darrisaw is in
his third year.
He's a year ahead of where Jefferson was when he was asking for a contract. He's
going in the fourth, right?
Yep.
Going in the fourth? Yeah.
So he's under contract through 2025. Vikings exercised the fifth year option. He's got a $4.2 million cap hit for this season. Number 8 graded tackle, according to Pro Football Focus, allowed 41 pressures on 609 pass blocking snaps.
Really impressed with Dallas Turner.
Yeah. Very, if you didn't see, his exact words were, holy fuck. Sorry, I probably just demonetized the podcast.
There's no other way to describe what he said.
I also shout out to my favorite second graders at Lake Aries Elementary. Oh, yeah,
there
school.
You go. There you go.
I had to help a friend with a project.
Logan Paul's friend over here.
Yeah. So I'm getting to that. So basically, she sent her friend Stanley, who was a paper doll. Actually, sorry, he was a kid that got flattened by a billboard.
Oh, okay.
So they could put him in an envelope. And he could take vacations.
Kind of dark.
So, yeah. Those kids are going to see a bulletin board on the wall and be like, it's going to fall over. I'm gonna go across the country. Just travel envelopes. So I had to show them all over the place. I sent it back. I took a couple pictures of my wrestling chairs. And she showed it to her class. And now they think I'm friends with Logan Paul because I have a YouTube show and like pro wrestling. So funny how
just as popular YouTube show is Logan Paul.
Our numbers are just the same. how much do you think Christian Darrisaw gets paid, and when do you think that contract gets done?
I don't think it gets done this year. I think if Justin Jefferson's deal doesn't get, I'd be surprised if it got done. I think just because of what it took for Jefferson, I think Darisaw's people will probably want him to wait too because of what just happened with Jefferson and how he waited and he got more money. And Darisaw's not really, he's had a couple injuries in his career, but he hasn't really been like injury prone. He's had the concussions, but he got a new helmet and that seemed to help him last year. I think he had like a groin issue for a little bit, but he was fine. I don't think it's gonna get done. It could happen, but I think the smarter thing as a player is to wait probably because the cap's gonna be higher next year, and then they're gonna have more money to spend. They're gonna have more cap space. But I think Cam Bynum's probably gonna get the extension next because I think they want him to stick around. I think he's entering the last year of his contract. So that's someone I think is probably in line next, and he's progressed further and further every year of his career with the Vikings. And I think he and Josh Mihalas are a big reason why Lewis Cine hasn't even seen the field. No pun intended.
You can't see me.
For real.
Oh, I was looking at this a little bit and I agree with you with Cam Bynum. Final year of his deal. He's very smart. Like his preparation and, you know, I think it was that interception against the Jets a couple years ago.
Fourth round. Okay.
Yeah. And he showed
that. He was a corner at Cal, right?
Transferred over to a safety. So pretty good. Good tackler and run defender too. Yep. And I think that's why Brian Flores likes him. He wants his defensive backs to be able to tackle because he uses his safeties like linebackers.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm going to go with Brian O'Neill. He signed through 2026, but he also has no guaranteed money left on his contract this year or after this year. $26 million cap hit next season. Vikings may go. I mean, they have a ton of cap space, but they could also be like, if we give you more money, we can get more cap space and we can really go wild and get a car to play next to you. What a concept. I could see something getting added to those years and then a couple years on the back end, the Vikings can work around. And then I also think Harrison Phillips could be a guy that they extend. PFF numbers were not good last year. He's one of those camaraderie guys in the locker room, though, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Really good in the community. The Vikings seem to value that when they lock up players.
The Walter Payton was near the Vikings man of the year or whatever last year.
Yeah, we actually had Lindsey Young from Vikings.com was on here and talked a lot about, you know, just how much he does in the community. Like that means a lot to the Wilfs. So I could definitely see them locking him up for a few years.
Yeah, with the O'Neill thing, I was just thinking in my head just because I was just joking pretty much in my head, like bug him 2 years and four void years on his extension.
Did you see there is no void years on Justin Jefferson?
Yes, there is. There's one.
There's one. Okay. It's $6 million though.
It's not even, I don't even think it's six. Cause I think the stuff that's in there is part of his signing bonus, which he gets now. But I think it's just a void year just to have in case they want to shove money. Cause I think Patrick Mahomes might've had something similar where they restructured it and just moved money forward so they create cap space. But he signed a 10-year deal.
There's no void years on that thing. It's like he's going to be playing each of those years, and they're like, we'll just shove it into 2034 or whatever hell it is.
That's crazy that he did that. Like Culpepper was like, what, the last one to do that?
Yeah.
Culpepper
had like no guaranteed money though.
No, yeah, it was all very front-loaded. That contract was a lot of funny money.
He basically got a truckload of Monopoly money.
It was very PR agent, like, oh, I just signed a 10-year deal. It's like a 2-year deal.
The actual Monopoly guy gave him the money. He's like,
Well, with Jefferson's deal, you could argue that it's a 3-year deal, but three-year extension, but it really kind of is a 4-year extension because I think his 28 salary or whatever guarantees in the league year before or something like that. So it's really
go ahead. You're still talking. I just saw the Purple Persuasions tweet on this and it is very, very long. I was trying to find the cap hit and it's like base salary, option bonus, base salary.
Just go on Spot Rack or Spot Track or whatever it is.
Is it already on there?
Yeah, it's already on there. Because Florio put out the numbers. How'd he get those?
It's like he knows what he's doing. I don't know.
But yeah, O'Neal. I can see O'Neal. I've been kind of wondering because they just drafted that kid out of what, Oklahoma? This year. I'm kind of wondering, and they like him. And he seemed, and had his PFF grades in college at least were really good. So I'm wondering if they're maybe hoping that maybe he can step up, or is he a backup plan for O'Neal? I don't know what their plans are for him. Because O'Neal kind of took a step back last year. But that was also him playing with Josh Dobbs and Nick Mullins and Jaren Hall. So it's kind of hard to judge.
Like even Darisaw's numbers went up last year playing with those guys. So I do wonder.
Oh, like pressure wise.
The matter of the quarterback running into the.
Definitely.
Definitely, do you want to hear the cap hits?
I think for Jefferson's deal? Know them already, but yeah, go ahead.
For the listeners, Adam. Listeners. Sorry. it doesn't matter what you think. 2025, he's got so this year is the final year of his rookie deal. It's $8.5 million cap hit, basically. Next year, it goes up to $15.3 million. Ooh. 2026, it goes all the way up to $39.1 million. 2027, it goes up to $43.3 million. So Tyler might have a point here where 2 years down the road, the Vikings may look at Jefferson's cap hit and go like, hey, we'd like to get some more guys around you. What if we tweaked your contract and added a year or two to it or something?
I don't even know if it would be the Vikings.
Give you a little more money up front.
I don't even know if it would be the Vikings that approaches. It might be Jefferson's people that approach him because the salary cap in 4 years, it'll be, I don't know, 60, 80 million more than it is now, the way things are going.
Yeah.
Like, so Jefferson could be like,
the Taylor effect, right?
I guess. It could be like, their team will probably be like, hey, 43 million is great, but we'd like 50. So, yeah, like, I don't know. It's going to, NFL is insane right now. Overflowing with money and the salary cap is not even close of an illustration of how much money that the league is making. And they're going to be international. They're trying to do games in Australia and everything. So they're just trying to make more. Yet they fired all of NFL Network too. So there's that too. Oh, that was a tangent. But yeah, like the cap hits, they don't really, even when it's 39, I don't feel like that's going to be that big of a deal by then. Like, it's going to be like, okay. And because J.J. McCarthy's still going to be like, what, 4-6 million maybe by then? He hasn't even signed his deal yet.
No.
Dallas Turner hasn't either.
Is he gonna be like Toby Gerhart and hold out?
The weird thing is with these rookie contracts, aren't they like already set? So I'm always confused. Like, why haven't you signed it?
It's almost
guarantees?
Like, it's like baseball almost, where like every contract like has the slot value, but they go above. And like baseball, you have like a limited pool of money. So like, I guess football.
They've signed some people. They signed the Levi Drake or whatever, Rodriguez. They signed Kyrie Jackson. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure they signed the offensive lineman.
Well, Reichard signed. I remember that.
Yeah, he's a kicker. He's like, sure.
He's not important.
No, he's not. I'll come to that later this season. I don't know. Maybe they'll sign this week. That would seem like a good time to sign before training camp. Cause I can't remember the last time the Vikings didn't have their draft class signed until training camp, especially with the new rookies camp. I feel like everyone's always signed at least before. I don't know.
You want to give one more run through the comments here? I got a couple more.
Yeah.
Kenny had another comment because I think we were talking about Debo and Ayuk. Oh, he said, you can't stop that guy if he's got a head of steam. True. When you guys have a dink and dunk passer now, so it's useful. So I think he's talking about Darnold because he also asked us, I mean, Sam Darnold starting week one, right? That's what he's asking.
That would be the odds-on favorite, I would say. There's a lot of time. People can get hurt. Football. Yeah. So
I would probably say Sam Darnold.
I would, if you want to put a bet on it, yeah, I'd put that on there.
But when it comes to JJ McCarthy, everything I've heard, that dude is not dink and dunk.
No.
That guy has got a bazooka attached to his neck, apparently.
I think Joe Milton or whatever is the only one who threw harder than him at the combine.
Kyle Rudolph's favorite.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I don't know how they build this team unless they take Joe Milton. They'll never find their quarterback now. They had to sell the farm. Those third round picks, the draft value charts, RIP. Just Kwesi just lit them on fire during
McCarthy's not. No, like he threw screens in college. Every quarterback. Look at Bo Nix. Call him ding and dunk. He's not. Unless he starts to do that in college, which could be, or in the pros, which could happen too. He could, you know. Sam Bradford wasn't probably thought of as a dink and dunk guy in college, but that certainly happened in the pros.
And Darnold's arm, like people loved his arm coming out of USC, but then
he's got some zip on it, but I haven't even watched him close enough during his time in the league to really know what his problem is. If it's like holding on to the ball too long, just bad decision making overall, or lack of people to throw to, you could consider that too. I can't even really comment on what his struggles are. It's just he's with the Jets and Panthers. That's pretty much why I feel like he probably struggled. Everybody has.
And then he goes to the 49ers and he's like, oh, this.
I do remember last offseason where it was the random rumors, or whatever, where people were like, oh, is Darnold, is he going to compete for quarterback one over Purdy? Because Purdy might not be ready. So there's always that stuff going on.
Something along those lines. Last one for the day. Tyler says Byron Murphy, Shaq Griffin, Cam Bynum, and Theo Jackson are all free agents next year. That'll be interesting to see who stays and who goes. What do you think?
Cam Bynum's gonna stay. Yeah. Theo Jackson will, if he's a restricted free agent. That's an easy bring back. Mm-hmm. Byron Murphy and Shaq Griffin, it just kind of depends on what goes on next year. I feel like Shaq Griffin, I feel like it's kind of like just a kind of a trial kind of thing. See if like they like him, but do they want to commit to him? Who knows? Because they got a lot of young corners. They got Mekhi Blackmon. They got Kyrie Jackson. Like, if those guys develop well enough, they're not going to need Shaq Griffin.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, too, the Vikings could have a top 10 pick next year. They could get a corner and replace Griffin on the outside. Byron Murphy is interesting to me because it sounds like they wanted to use him in that nickel role all along, but they couldn't because so many people got hurt and development.
That's what they're doing issues this year, though. Well, they're trying to do this year, at least. I think trying to put more of an emphasis on him being in the slot. Yeah.
So,
I don't have any real expectations for Shaq Griffin. Like I looked into his season last year. It was just weird. Like he played pretty well. Like, and then the Texans cut him. He said it was because like special teams or something, like the special teams coach, something to do with that. Didn't really elaborate, but it was odd. And then he played for Panthers for a little bit.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I feel like the Vikings defense is more fluid than the offense is. Like the guys who are on offense for the Vikings right now, they are locked in.
Yeah.
Like your Jefferson, your Addison, your Hockenson, McCarthy at quarterback.
Running backs in the air.
It is. But I mean, I think if the Vikings had their druthers, that would be the one position that is fluid. Running back.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Kyren Williams lights up the league 1 year. Now he can't walk. Like we gave a 5 foot, what is he, 5'7"? We gave a 5'7" running back 250 carries, and now he's banged up.
There's a dude in Pittsburgh, Najee Harris. They didn't pick up his fifth year option, and his backup is better than him.
Yeah.
Jalen Warren.
Kyren Williams is 5'9", by the way. So I was close.
Ooh.
Blake Corum's 5'8".
Oh yeah, he's like a little what was that? Who's the dude on the Bucks? Mighty Hamster, Muscle Hamster.
Doug Martin.
Yeah.
He absolutely shredded the Vikings in a Thursday night game. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Was that the Jared Allen one where they got in the fight?
Mm-hmm. Jared Allen and Donald Penn at the Dome.
Former
team. Good. I would say good times, but I lost my fantasy game that week.
Josh Freeman, quarterback? So. For the Bucks?
Maybe.
I think he was.
I don't know.
That's embarrassing.
Anyway, Tyler Ireland also says, still holding out hope for Dwayne McBride.
Yeah, he could. I mean, Ty Chandler didn't play at all but in his first year.
What's stopping him? Like, he should be RB3 unless they sign another back.
For sure. But, well, did they sign any UDFAs? I don't think they did.
No.
They have Miles. I think Miles Gaskin's on the roster too.
But if you can't beat out Miles Gaskin, that's a problem.
I mean, they had a starter grade on him, right? That's what they say.
Yeah.
And Kane Wongwu, he's not doing anything. He's
not going anywhere, I don't think. Because they have the new kickoff.
I have no idea about. I haven't seen anything about that either. Like, I guess they can't practice that yet because they're not allowed to. I don't know, but.
Weird. No contact. Yeah. Anyway, let's shut this thing down, shall we? What's going on at the Viking Age?
Well, I'm still doing some reactions to the Jefferson extension. See, kind of some of the butterfly effects. You know, like I mentioned before, they cleared up cap space. Can they, you know, maybe add another notable free agent on offense or defense before the season? Maybe get a tight end who can help replace TJ Hockenson, who's probably not going to be active for the first 4-6 weeks of the season. There's that. What else are we doing? We'll be covering minicamp this week, I'm sure. I wonder if Justin Jefferson's going to talk tomorrow. I wonder if they're going to mention it at all. If Kevin O'Connell get any questions about that. So we'll be covering that. And then it gets a little... It's June, middle of June, and then July. It's going to be the dog days of summer. I'm sure we'll figure something out where we have to rank like the 50 greatest long snappers or something in Vikings history. But we'll figure it out. But follow me, Adam Patrick on Twitter, Adam Patrick NFL on Twitter, and on Threads, which is apparently where you go if you're in WNBA and you want no one to see your comment.
Yes, Caitlin Clark, a real trailblazer for all of us. Yeah. But. I'm not going to go too deep into
that. Yeah, don't go all Pat McAfee on us, okay?
Yes, let's not. you can follow my takes at The Real Chris Shod. That's on X and Instagram mainly. I got a TikTok. It's like Trevor Sikkema was saying he had a TikTok in our last episode, which if you haven't checked that out, talked about J.J. McCarthy, Dallas Turner, and everybody else in the class. But he said, I just have one for cooking videos.
Cooking videos.
Jump on there and I cook. So
what do I watch? I'm trying to think. Well, I watch more Instagram Reels than I do TikTok, but it's the same thing. But like, I watch like, you know, those like power washing videos or like people who do like the lawn care and they do like a time lapse. Have you seen those?
Yeah,
those are just mesmerizing for me for some reason. Like I can sit there and watch those all day.
Like just the lawn slow. I used to clean.
Like the lawns are a disaster, and this guy just like offers to clean their lawn and mow it for free, and he just does a time lapse video, and just like it looks way better.
So when I was at Quick Trip, one of my responsibilities was to pressure wash the car wash, and like sometimes it would just be busy, and I couldn't get out there, or like nobody else could do anything inside. I'm like, well, I got to do this inside, so I'd go out there with my rubber boots and everything, and I. fire up the pressure washer and I'd see like the dirt just come off as you're going through
it's very satisfying.
It is very relaxing until somebody's like, I need help. Need help at the register.
Spill.
some asshole just spilled the slushy in one of the aisles. Demonetized.
Whoops. Kids.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. Stay tuned for the gas station convenience store cleaning podcast coming to you very soon. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. And we're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. This has been the Viking Age Podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.